Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we get going today, I just want to remind you of the key insights I left with you yesterday. You may well have already nailed this down, and if so, I value your patience as I share them again. I just want to make sure we have a running start on new insights I will get to in a few moments. We want to demonstrate that bad things work together for good in Christian people. This is based on Romans 8, verse 28, which says that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him. The all things includes bad things. And how can bad things in our lives be used by God for doing us good? To answer this, I highlighted 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, which urges Christians to, quote, "grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That is the goal of the Christian life. We desire to grow in the grace and knowledge of God. But we have many obstacles to really knowing who God is. I want to talk about two of these. To begin with, we lack intimacy with God. We may know about God, but do we really know God Himself? Do we know Him personally? Or are we actually quite ignorant about who He is? With that convicting question, we looked at four examples of what blocks us from intimately knowing the Lord. First, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our pride. And because of our pride, God humbles us. And anything that humbles us before the living God is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having humbled us for our good. Second, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our complacency. And because of our complacency, God shocks us. And anything that wakes us up to God is for our good. So, bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having awakened us, for our good. Third, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our worldliness. So God detaches us from the world. Often Christians become very preoccupied with this world and worldly success. And because of this, God detaches us from it. And anything that detaches us from the world is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having drawn us back to Him for our good. And fourth, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is that we have many wrong ideas about God. And because of our wrong ideas, God corrects us. And anything that corrects us is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having corrected us, for our good. There are a multitude of believers who think we have known God, but when trouble comes into our lives and sorrow swells up within us and we are really hurting, perhaps even suffering, oh, how we develop right ideas about who God is. We think we know God, and then we go through a fiery trial, and then we really get to know Him. Perhaps you have had this experience with God. Now, these are just four examples of what I mean when I say that so many of us lack an intimacy with God. These are examples of what block that needed intimacy. And I believe this is how God uses the bad things that come upon us who love Him and who have been called by Him. Let me put it to you this way. Any bad thing that comes into our lives, if that bad thing drives us into a deeper intimacy with God, then it is for our good. Do you believe that? Will you agree with me on that? I hope you have thought about it or will think about it. Any bad thing that comes into our lives, if that bad thing drives us to God, then the bad thing is used of God for our good. And now let me give you the second major obstacle to really knowing who God is. The first is we lack intimacy with God. The second is we lack the ability to receive truth directly from God. This second point deals with our learning style. Isn't it true that we get to know God better through the bad times in our lives than we do in the good times? Let me quote Pastor Martin Lloyd-Jones again. It is tragic that trials and troubles should be necessary, but that is what sin has done to us. We cannot take the truth directly and positively as we ought, so we have to pass through trying experiences in order to bring us to our senses and prepare us for the deeper knowledge. Unquote. How true, right? Why is it that we can experience such little spiritual growth? At times, our growth in the grace and knowledge of God is non-existent. And then, along comes trouble and we can experience exponential growth in knowing God. The bad thing or things we experience propel us forward deeper into the heart of God and His love for us. Whatever the nature of the bad thing is, it can be a failure, a disappointment, a diagnosis, an illness, or an accident. It can be the loss of a job or the loss of a life for a person we love. Whatever the case may be, this bad thing, included in the all things, God works it together for our good. And what is that good? Well, the good is that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we try and make sense for how bad things in our lives can be used by God for doing good to us, I think we must all take this into account. Sometimes, perhaps I should say most times, the only way God can get through to us, we of such stubbornness, the only way He can get through to us is to send us bad things. You see, the problem again exists with us, not with God. God is only teaching us in the way we learn best. That is what makes Him the master teacher, and we all His students. I submit to you, dear Christian person, that bad things come into our lives in order to make us grow in the grace and knowledge of God. These things, whatever they are, drive us into a deep and wide intimacy with God that we do not get any other way. And once we get to those levels where we experience God for who He really is, then our walk with Him is what it should be and what we actually want it to be. And yes, I say this fully aware that I speak to you who are really hurting, suffering, and going through a most difficult time. Christians experience bad things. Christians experience bad things all the time. We are not free from heartache and hardship. If you adhere to that really rotten theology that bad things cannot come into your life if you just have enough faith in God, then I again want to urge you, to plead with you to get out your Bible and read it. Observe all the many troubles people who loved God have dealt with in biblical history. Just read about this Apostle Paul's life alone. Read about what he went through, and then if you want to come back to me and say, well, Paul just didn't have enough faith, then I will accept your answer because I will know that you haven't really read Paul, that you are too far into false and heretical teaching to come back. Christians experience bad things. Christians experience bad things all the time. And when we do, if we are genuine believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we grow in his grace and in the knowledge of him. I've been quoting from Martin Lloyd-Jones a bit, and the reason is no one can say it quite like he can. Here he is again, speaking of our trials. He says, "It is only in that way that we really get to know the love and grace of God, his kindness, his compassion, his tenderness, his patience, his long-suffering. How little we know of them, but these are some of the greatest characteristics or attributes of God. How much do we know about God's patience, God's solicitude, God's tenderness, God's care for us? It is only in this sort of condition that we begin really to learn about them." End quote. I want to encourage those of you who have it bad right now. Allow this experience to propel you forward in your relationship with God, your Heavenly Father who loves you and who cares so deeply for you. He has not allowed the bad in your life. He has not intentionally brought the bad things into your life because he wants to crush you or cause you to despair. No, these are the circumstances in which you will grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God. The question is, how will we respond to God in bad times? Oftentimes we navigate a trial asking, "Why did this happen to me?" We think wrong ideas about God. Instead, let's encourage one another to cease our grumbling and begin our journey to an intimacy with the Lord that will bring glory to him and be for our good. Join us tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.